Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Wednesday morning to you. Happy hump day. Hope you are doing well on this Wednesday morning. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to you if you're working the late shift, transitioning us from Tuesday to Wednesday. Shout out to all my truck drivers moving the goods from state to state. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing before they clock in to work. And shout out to my people that's already on the way to work right now, clocking in early on a Wednesday morning. Or if you're just in the bed tuning in, I appreciate you. Shout out to you as well. Also, you know what day it is. It's a Wednesday, I just told you, and that means it's a West Georgia Wednesday here in the Kia Studios. Two West Georgia graduates holding it down, getting things done. Noel, what's going on? How you feeling this morning? I see you rocking the Braves hat. We're going to get into them, but they keep it hot. Keep the win streak going. I love to see it. How you feeling?
Oh, pretty good this morning. Yeah, it was a fun game to watch last night. A slow burner, but as long as we get the W when we're in Philadelphia, everything is amazing.
That's right. That's all that matters. As long as we get that dub at the end of the night, I'm cool with whatever happens beforehand. But Noel is right. It was a slow burn. Not a whole lot going on until the sixth inning, and that's when stuff started popping off. We'll let you hear the highlights coming up in about 18 minutes when we go around the A. Also, 5:40. We got to talk a little bit about the NBA draft. I know it's tomorrow. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, but we got to preview the NBA draft just a little bit before we get into tomorrow's festivities. But you know where we're starting. The Atlanta Braves, 7th win in a row, take down the Philadelphia Phillies by a final score of 4-2. Spencer Strider had that thing on him last night. Spencer Strider, very good. A bounce-back performance, a much-needed bounce back performance from Spencer Strider. Went 6 innings. Did give up 8 hits. However, only gave up the 1 earned run. Struck out 9. And I mean, just dominant. Recorded his 300th strikeout last night as well. No walks, no home runs given up. So the bounce back performance that Spencer Strider needed last night. And hopefully that, I don't think he ever really lost his confidence, but hopefully that just reinstills and reinsures him that he still is that dude. He went through a little rut, maybe a little sophomore slump or whatever, but he still is that guy. He still is that dude. So I was very, very happy, elated, in fact, to see Spencer Strider bounce back the way that he did. By the way, this stat coming from Mark Bowman, Braves beat writer for MLB.com. Spencer Strider last night, his fastball, I told you he had that thing on him. Fastball last night averaged 97.5 miles per hour. That was the average. It averaged. It topped out. It averaged at 97.5 miles per hour. That matches the second highest average of the season. The Phillies whiffed with 13 of 20 swings versus the slider. So the fastball was fastballing. The slider was slidering. Everything was working last night for Spencer Strider. And the offense, while it got going a little bit late, they had to get Ranger Suarez up out of there before they could get things going. Things did start to go in the favor of the Atlanta Braves as far as offense as well, because Ranger Suarez, man, that dude was good. And he continues to be good against the Atlanta Braves and continues to stay hot, really. Six innings pitch last night for Ranger Suarez. Gave up four hits, just gave up the one run against Austin Riley, the one solo shot. Two walks, seven Ks, and again, like I said, gave up the home run to Austin Riley. But other than that, he didn't give up nothing, and he was looking very good, along with Spencer Strider, through those first five innings of the game. It just made the one mistake to Austin Riley. It was the bullpen that the Braves were happy to see last night. Scored three runs off the bullpen, got six hits in total, and like I said, scored a total of three runs against that Philadelphia Phillies bullpen. So that might be the play tonight, too, going up against Aaron Nola. It's going to be A.J. Smith-Shawver going up against Nola tonight. First pitch at 6:40, as well as the Braves look to win the series in Philly tonight. And speaking of Philly, we got to talk about Matt Olson and Austin Riley, because those dudes like playing in Philly, especially Austin Riley. We're here, Austin Riley, talk about that here in just a little bit. But Austin Riley, he has now 16 career home runs against the Phillies. So it don't even got to be in Philly. He just likes playing the Phillies, period. Don't matter if it's in Atlanta, in Philadelphia, in Cabo. It don't matter. Austin Riley going to do his thing against the Philadelphia Phillies. 16 career home run with that game-tying solo shot in the sixth. That's tied for his most against any team. 16 career home runs against the Phillies. Sheesh. That is a lot. Matt Olson also got into one last night as well. And again, Mark Bowman gave us a very good stat on that. He now has nine homers in 57 career at-bats in Citizens Bank Park. That includes last year's NLDS. That's a 6.3 at-bats per homer there at Citizens Bank Park. So Matt Olson likes playing in Philly, and he likes playing the Phillies as well. And by the way, I mentioned it earlier, I believe, Spencer Strider recorded his 300th career strikeout. Guess what? This from ESPN Stats and Info. Strider is the second pitcher since 1901 to throw 300 strikeouts in his first 35 career starts. He joins only Dwight Gooden. And guess what? That's not even all his strikeouts. He has 37 strikeouts in relief appearances that are not included. So I was about to call him Spencer Strikeout because that's who he is. But says Spencer Strider, the strikeout king right now for the Atlanta Braves. But let's quickly get to some post-game audio. We were just talking about Spencer Strider. So let's start off with Spencer Strider as he was talking about really getting back to his basics. Actually, before we even get to that one, let's get to Spencer Strider talking about just how he felt tonight and how the night went for him. Because, again, he knew there was probably a little bit of pressure. There had to be. There had to be a little pressure on Spencer Strider going into last night's game. He knew that this, again, a sneaky big series. We talked about it yesterday. A sneaky big series for the Atlanta Braves. You want to come in, assert your dominance, continue to stiff arm the rest of the NL East and keep them as far behind you as humanly possible. And you wanted to come in and get off on the right foot in Philly. So with Spencer Strider coming into last night's game struggling, there was a little bit of pressure on him to perform. And guess what? He performed. So let's hear Spencer Strider talk about his performance last night.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just glad to get the win. They're a good team, and they made it hard for us. So, it was close there for a while. It's good to for us to take the lead late and hold it, and it's a good win. Good way to start the series.
Most definitely a good way to start the series. And Spencer, just cool as the other side of the pillow, as the great Stuart Scott would say, late great Stuart Scott would say, just was focused on getting the win, and he definitely helped us get that. So let's address the other thing we've been wondering about for Spencer Strider. Were those other starts concerning him? Was he worried about those other starts? Did he lose any confidence? Well, let's hear Spencer talk about it.
No. I mean, it was exactly this time last year that my velo was at its lowest average of the season. So, it's kind of that point in the year where you're starting to feel some fatigue and you need to make adjustments. And, I think it speaks to the commitment of guys that can kind of stick through this rough patch, and or any rough patch really, and the tendency sometimes to start changing things and panic, and you can't do that. So unfortunately, I've got a lot of guys around me that have been through stuff and have struggled and have come out of it better pitchers and better players. So try to listen to them and then stay committed to what I'm doing.
How about Spencer Strider pulling the receipts there? At this point last season, my velo was at its lowest. Look at Spencer pulling out the receipt saying, don't worry. This is usually a spot where I may struggle. A little fatigue starts to set in. But I adjust and I regroup and I go back out there and strike out 9 and 6 innings and only give up one run. So Spencer Strider had it covered all the way. So we love to hear that. And he talked about in that bite making adjustments. Well, let's talk about Spencer Strider and his mechanics, because that's part of making adjustments. Sometimes you have to tweak your mechanics a little bit. So let's hear Spencer talk about his mechanics.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a combination of just sort of relaxing and not trying to force anything, and also being committed to executing and hitting the glove and kind of sticking to my strengths. So, I'm going to have bad outings. I'm going to have good outings. So it's just a matter of trying to adjust from each one and try to get better over the long run.
There you have it. That's Spencer Strider. This audio, by the way, courtesy of Bally Sports. So, Spencer Strider, I gave you the stat earlier with how he's been doing against the Philadelphia Phillies. Actually, I didn't give you the stat. I meant to give you the stat, but I hadn't given it to you yet. So, Spencer Strider against the Phillies this season, 12 innings pitched, 18 strikeouts, only has given up 3 earned runs and 1 walk. Pretty dominating stats against the Phillies this season, right? Well, let's hear Spencer Strider talk about how he has this much success against the Phils.
Yeah, I think it's just like anybody else, really. You read the swings, you see what their approach is, try to figure it out early, and then you adjust and you stick to your strengths, but also kind of keep an eye on what they're doing, try to figure out what that is, and just have a good mix. I think the biggest thing is just throwing strikes. You got to compete in the strike zone, especially with my stuff. That's how I need to pitch. And if we can be competitive in the strike zones, particularly with the fastball, then usually I have success and we're in good shape.
He talked about there making sure he competes in the strike zone. So you got to throw strikes. When you're throwing strikes, usually you're feeling pretty aggressive. You're going after batters if you're throwing strikes. You're not trying to get them to chase anything. Well, Spencer Strider also talked about being aggressive. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, expecting good outcomes is important, especially when they get guys on and we're in big situations. So, try to focus on the next pitch more so than anything and just keep my focus there and trust Travis. And like I said, he called a really good game, kept them off balance for the most part, and we were able to limit the contact to singles and a couple of doubles. So, that's good.
We'll hear from Travis d'Arnaud talk about Spencer Strider's outing as he caught Spencer Strider last night. But I do want to let you hear one more from Spencer Strider. He talked about a couple of the other soundbite, the one where he's talking about also competing in the strike zone. He also talked about his fastball and how he was trying to get back to using that effectively. So let's hear Spencer Strider quickly talk about his fastball.
I think, overall command is important. I think throwing with intensity and expecting good outcomes and just trying to be positive and competing regardless of what the situation is. You know, they've got some guys on base and taking really good at-bats. And I mean, I think I've faced them like 7 times or something like that. So, you know, they're familiar with me, and I've got to be better every time I face them. And, you know, they made it hard tonight. So, you know, that's where mixing in the off-speed, moving the fastball around was important. And I give credit to Travis for that.
That's a very good point that Spencer makes because, again, one, this team knows you, as Spencer just pointed out, pitched against them in the NLDS. You pitched against them a few times this season already, just gave you the stat. He has thrown, 12 innings pitched? Yeah, 12 innings pitched, has 18 strikeouts, only given up 3 earned runs and 1 walk against the Phillies this season. So the familiarity is there. He's pitched a good number of innings against the Phillies right about now. So you have to adjust, and you got to be better. Your stuff just has to be better because they know what's coming, especially Spencer just being the two-pitch pitcher that he is, just having the fastball and the slider. You got to locate that fastball well, which he did last night. That slider has to be cooking and sliding, which it was last night as well. So, again, very good, very promising, and I'm very elated to see Spencer try to get out of that little 3-game rut he was in and pitch a gem last night and help the Braves get themselves a victory. Before we go to break, I do want to let you hear from Travis d'Arnaud talk about his pitcher's performance last night.
Yeah, that was big for him. I think that was his first little rut he's had as a professional baseball player. So to see him come out of it against a great offense is really encouraging and just happy for him, man.
It was, I guess, we call it a rut, but it was only 3 starts or so. Is that just a kind of a sign of how high he set the bar to this point in his career?
Yeah, definitely. His expectations are super high, which truthfully is not really fair for someone who has only a year in the big leagues. You know, he's still human, so for him to be able to come out and get over that little rut today against a great lineup was big for him.
Definitely big for Spencer Strider and a big win for the Atlanta Braves. Speaking of the Braves, how about we hear some highlights when we come back? Give me about 5 minutes and I'm going to have some Atlanta Braves highlights from last night cooked up for you. Also, we will preview Atlanta United's home match against NYCFC. That's right, Atlanta United is back, baby. After an international break, they are ready to continue their season and hopefully continue their unbeaten streak. That's right, they're on a little unbeaten streak. We'll tell you more about it when we come back right here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Wednesday morning. Happy hump day to you. West Georgia Wednesday as well. 2 West Georgia grads holding it down live in the Kia Studios, myself and Noel White. We had a little bit of a busy night. Well, really just the Braves. I won't call it busy, but it was a big night for the Braves. We also have a matchup to preview tonight when it comes to soccer. The MLS is back after taking a leave because of international duty. So MLS was on a little bit of a break. That means Atlanta United was on a bit of a break. They had 10 days off because of the international break. Haven't played since not last Saturday, but I can tell you who's not on a break. The Atlanta Braves, because they just keep on winning. They ain't taking no breaks from winning. Hopefully that continues and that doesn't end anytime soon. So let's go ahead and get to it all. Let's take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
All right. I promise you highlights, and I will give you highlights. There really wasn't a whole lot of highlights, by the way, to start off the game. Really, we can fast forward through the first 5 innings because there was nothing that happened. There was some hits here and there. But really, Ranger Suarez, Spencer Strider, lights out through 5 innings. Spencer Strider ran into a little bit of trouble in the bottom of the 5th. He gave up a run as Castellano singled to right, scored Brandon Marsh. And it was 1-0 Phillies going into the top of the 6th. But Austin Riley said, all right, daddy's home. The Braves, the Phillies are scoring. Well, guess what? It's time for the Braves to start scoring.
This ball is hit high and deep down the left field line, and we are tied. Just like that. Austin Riley with a solo shot, his 12th of the season. So as we were saying, Austin Riley likes to play here at Citizens Bank Park.
That's a fact, Brandon Gaudin. That call courtesy of Brandon Gaudin and Bally Sports South. Austin Riley gave you the stat earlier. 16 career home runs against the Philadelphia Phillies. Not only does he like playing in Citizens Bank Park, but he just likes playing the Phillies all together. It's almost about that time where, you know, you could say one Austin Riley is the father of the Phillies. But we won't go that far quite yet, even though we probably could. I'll chill on the Phillies just a little bit. Anywho, 1-1 in the top of the sixth. Braves don't get anything else in the top half of the sixth. Go to the bottom of the sixth. Spencer Strider closes out his outing with a good one. And by the way, speaking of Spencer Strider, we'll let you hear his 300th strikeout in just a minute. But before we do that, we got to talk about the Braves taking the lead in the top of the seventh inning. Orlando Arcia walks. Eddie Rosario comes in for Kevin Pillar to hit for him. He pinch hits for Kevin Pillar, and that was a good move by Brian Snicker, making it at the right time because Eddie Rosario comes in, doubles to right. Orlando Arcia gets to third, and then Ronald Acuña Jr. showing you why he should be the MVP and showing you why he's the MLB's leading all-star vote-getter. He comes in clutch.
Into the outfield here in the air. Ronald will do just fine. Just like that. Single to center. Eddie's going to stop at third. And they are at the corners. And the Braves have their first lead tonight. Ronald Acuña Jr. with the RBI single.
Ronald Acuña Jr. Ronnie. La Bestia. Getting it done. Putting the Braves up 2-1. After that, Ozzie Albies would actually ground out to second, and Eddie Rosario would score. So a force out there makes it 3-1 Braves. So we go into the bottom of the seventh, 3-1. A.J. Minter comes out, and he's really good for the Braves. Clean 1-2-3 inning. And before I let you hear Matt Olson's home run in the top of the eighth, we got to show some love to Spencer Strider, who, again, was out of the game after the sixth inning. But put in work, gave you the stat line earlier, but I did not let you hear Spencer Strider's 300th career strikeout, so let's hear that now.
Here's the payoff pitch. Struck him out, and Spencer Strider just became the second pitcher since 1901 to strike out 300 in his first 35 career starts.
There you go. Gave you that stat earlier, too, along with Dwight Gooden. He's the only other one to have 300 career strikeouts in just 35 starts. So congratulations to Spencer Strider. Again, so happy he was able to bounce back. That was great to see from him. But wait, there's more. The Braves kept on scoring, and they capped off their scoring in the top of the eighth inning. Matt Olson said, well, hey, I like playing the Phillies, too. Let me go ahead and get into one.
In your arsenal, but just so rarely used them. Matt Olson down the right field line. If it's fair, it's gone. And it is a fair ball, and it is a 4-1 game.
Kopitar, one of the other ones.
Might want to mix something else into that guy. 21 homers now on the season for the Braves' first baseman.
I remember watching that home run live last night. I was talking to my girlfriend, and I looked down because I was watching the game on the laptop. I was streaming it because we had a show on the TV. And I looked down and I saw Matt Olson swing. And it just, as soon as it left the bat, I just knew it was gone. Like my net went back and I made up, my face perked up. I was like, oh, he just got into all of that one. Again, the only question about it was he going to keep it fair? And he surely did. And Matt Olson, his 21st home run on the year. He's heading, it looks like, for possibly 40 home runs. But that was an important one. Gave the Braves some insurance, even though they really didn't need it, because Rossell Iglesias came in the bottom of the ninth. He did give up one run. It wasn't that big of a deal, though. You trade a run for the out, and it would all be well at the end. Braves win 4-2. They go 21 games over 500, 47-26. Phillies now at 38-35. We also snapped the Phillies' six-game winning streak, by the way. Both teams had six-game winning streaks coming into tonight. Only one could extend theirs, and it had to be the Atlanta Braves as they pushed their winning streak to seven games. So if you want some updated NL East standings, I'll give them to you. Braves, of course, in first place, 47-26. Miami now 5.5 games back. I don't think they played last night. They're at 42-32. The Phillies now 9 games back, 38-35. The Mets 13 games back, 34-39. They lost last night. And the Washington Nationals 19.5 games back at 27-45. So a good night for the Braves. Should have been able to help you sleep if you had any trouble sleeping. Knowing the Braves got a 4-2 victory over an NL East foe should have made you feel better, and you should have been able to get all snugly under your covers knowing the Braves were going to bed and going into today with a victory and a game up on the Phillies. All right, we also got to talk about Atlanta United here on Around the A, right here on the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews. I'm live in the Kia Studios right now. The Five Stripes getting back in action. And they're taking on NYCFC. And Atlanta United should win this match. I do believe they should win this match. However, we have to keep in mind tonight that they are going to be severely, well, not severely, they could be severely shorthanded. I'll explain. So, we have quite a few players that could be out tonight because of international duty. So, here is who is out. Then I'll give you who's questionable. But here's who already is definitely out. This was announced by Atlanta United. So this is official. These guys are out. Derek Etienne is out due to traveling from international duty. Miles Robertson, he tweaked his hamstring while playing for the U.S. men's national team. He is out. Luis Abram is questionable because of travel for international duty. Thiago Almada is questionable because of international duty. So those are all your international duty guys. As far as just injuries goes, Eric Lopez is questionable with an ankle injury. Santiago Sosa is out with an ankle injury. And our guy, the dude we love, the new number 7, Yorgos Yakamakis, he is unfortunately out due to yellow card accumulation. So he'll be out for tonight's match against NYCFC. So if we're missing Almada and Yorgos, ooh-wee, it's going to be tough for Atlanta United. But, however, I can tell you NYCFC has confirmed that they will be missing their all-star defender, James Sands. Sands also playing with the U.S. men's national team, so he's out on international duty as well. So they will be missing one of their big guys, but again, out tonight for Atlanta United. Derek Etienne because of international duty. Miles Robinson tweaked his hamstring while out on international duty. Luis Abram is questionable because of travel from international duty. Thiago Almada is questionable because of travel on international duty. Eric Lopez, questionable with an ankle injury. Santiago Sosa, out. Santiago Sosa is out with an ankle injury. And Yorgos Yakamakis is out due to yellow card accumulation. If you're wondering, NYCFC, they're pretty low on the table. I'll get you exactly where they are at. Atlanta United currently 5th on the Eastern Conference table, and I'll get you the standings. But NYCFC, before I actually get you the table, they are unbeaten in 7 straight meetings with Atlanta United. That's 4 wins and 3 draws. That's including the playoffs. So NYCFC, as of late, has had the number of Atlanta United. Like I said, they have a 7 straight unbeaten streak against the Five Stripes. And that includes a 1-1 draw at Yankee Stadium on April 8th this season. They're the only team besides the New York Red Bulls that have that unbeaten streak. So only the New York Red Bulls have a longer unbeaten run against Atlanta United in MLS play. That was 9 straight. matches from 2018 to 2022. But however, I did tease this before break, Atlanta United, they're on their own unbeaten streak. They're unbeaten in six straight matches. That includes two wins and four draws. That equals the longest the team has gone without a loss in all competitions since a seven-match winning streak in 2019. Atlanta has scored, if you're wondering, 14 goals over those six games, scoring at least three times in four of the matches, including three at home. But this is the thing that makes me a little bit more confident when we talk about NYCFC. They are winless in nine straight MLS matches, four draws, five losses. That is the second longest streak in club history. They lost 11, or they were winless in 11 straight in 2015. NYCFC is winless in all nine MLS road matches this season, four draws, five losses. And they're one of three teams to have no wins on the road this season. Toronto and Vancouver are the other two. So NYCFC has not won on the road this season at all. Nothing on the road this season. No points. Zero. Well, actually, they got 4 points because they got four draws. But the point being, you should not lose to NYCFC at home tonight. They are not good on the road. At best, they should get a draw. So you should at least come out of this match with a point. But I think Atlanta United, even if they're missing Yorgos and Thiago, it'll be hard. But even if you're missing both of those guys, I still think they have enough firepower to go get a win tonight in the friendly confines of Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I promise you I would give you a table update on Atlanta United and NYCFC, so I will go ahead and give that to you really quickly before we hit the break. So NYCFC is currently 11th in the Eastern Conference table. They have 4 wins, 7 draws, 7 losses, and they are 8 points behind Atlanta United. Atlanta United actually 6th on the Eastern Conference table, so excuse me there. 7 wins, 7 draws, 4 losses for Atlanta United. But tied for 5th with Columbus. Columbus just must be percentage points. They have the tiebreaker over Atlanta United. So Columbus and Atlanta United both have 28 points. Columbus just has the tiebreaker over the Five Stripes this year. So that was your Braves recap and a little Atlanta United preview for tonight. And that is right here on the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 5 minutes from now, stick with me. We got to get into this NBA draft just a little bit. I ain't going to go into it too much because we're going to talk about it a good bit tomorrow. But where should the Atlanta Hawks be looking in the NBA draft? What are some names you should look out for? We'll talk about that next. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.